finish.
What is this button? What is this button?
This
click. Hello.
This is Mary Harrison, interviewing number 041. This is the 21st of November, 1968. The gentleman that I am interviewing has already given me a good bit of information. We had some recorder trouble, so I will, at the beginning, give you the information into the recorder. The gentleman lived in a small town in Poland, about 9 miles from Wilna. The name of the town, which he cannot spell, is Jevanesek. And we have the spelling on the questionnaire. Mr. Snyder lived in a log cabin. And where? Was it like a farm or? No,
it was in a town.
In the town.
Sort of towards the end of the town.
We're going to have to do this differently. Ross, now I'd like to stop it and play it back. I'm very dubious about it. Is it recording now?
Yeah.
You can tell me by that.
Tell me about your family, your immediate family that lived in the house with you. How many brothers did you have?
I had two brothers.
Two brothers. Were they older?
Older, yes.
Both older?
Both older. And this sister, she was older, too.
One sister.
My father was in this country at that time.
Oh, he was.
Mm-hmm.
And how long had he been here?
My father?
Yes.
He was here 10 years before we came.
10 years? So he must have left just... Was you
when
were born?
My mother was pregnant with me.
Oh.
He never saw me till I came here.
Isn't that interesting? That really is. What kind of work did you do? I guess you didn't. What kind of work did your father do?
My dad was a shoemaker.
And what were the languages that were spoken at home?
Yiddish.
Jewish. Not Polish?
No.
And what kind of schooling did you have in Europe?
Very little. I started going to Cheder, and then the war broke out, and everything was discontinued. I had all my schooling in this country.
In this country.
over to a different way of life.
Is your name the same as the
It was impressed me. I was in a train in Europe, but we never had any seats. Whereas here we had nice seats, velvet covered, and it was quite something to ride in the train. We all got a kick out of that.
What was the first thing that impressed you when you got to Pittsburgh? Anything?
Well, we, after we met our dad, and then a neighbor came along with an automobile, and he took us to Swissville, where my aunt lived, in Swissville, and that was my first automobile ride, so that was something. And we stayed with my aunt for about a month. That was my mother's sister. And we stayed there and to recuperate and rest up from the journey and so forth and so on, and get reacquainted with the family.
It was strange that we stayed in the same area.
Yeah.
Thank you.
postman to business time. Give you a commission to get located where Colonel Casey is. Valley is a finished high school, no, not high school, grade school. And one got a job in a machine shop, and another one went to a trade school, which is similar to Conway's now. Of course, not as elaborate, doing electrical things and stuff like that.
Was there anything about the life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
No. No disappointment or whatever.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
Well, we had a little bit difficulty in school with the colored kids.
Where was this? In Lawrenceville?
In Lawrenceville, yeah.
In what way? Just because you were from another country?
Just because I imagine we were from another country, and we were, they call us greenhorns and Jew and so forth and so on, you know.
Where was your first home in this area? That was one.
It wasn't very good according to the standards that we have now.
If it was your own home or apartment, how did you get it? And what kind of work did you do in the kitchen? How did you